Good morning, everyone. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Giving honor and praise to our God who is ahead of our lives, to my wife, to our Bishop Eric Kincaid Clark, Pastor Lenora Clark, all the pastors, elders, ministers, deacons, all the saints of God on the line this morning, especially those that are joining us for the first time. We welcome you in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Well, we're not going to hold you. We're going to go right into our prayer service, our Thursday prayer service, 8 a.m. to 9 o'clock. We have our first prayer lead, Sister Cynthia, go for it. I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. Praise the Lord, saints. This is Sister Cynthia, and my word on today comes out of Joshua 1, and it says in the ninth verse, it says, "Have not I commanded thee? Be strong and of a good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee, whithersoever thou goest." Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you and we praise you for this day. We give you glory and we give you honor, for truly, God, you're worthy to be praised. We thank you and we praise you for another year, God. We thank you for your word, Lord, because you said to Joshua to be strong. You commanded him, God, to be of good courage because, God, you are always with us. No matter wherever we go, you're there in the name of Jesus. And so, God, no matter what the battle is, you're standing in the midst fighting on our behalf. And so, God, we thank you and we praise you for all that you've done and all that you're doing. God, as we go forth in 2025, with you, Lord, in front of us, not behind us, with your bloodshed covering us, protecting us, God, from all hurt, harm, and danger, we have to go, God, knowing that you go before us, knowing, God, that the battle is not ours, but the battle is yours, and that, God, we don't have to fight in the natural, but we win our battle in the spirit. We have to cry out to you like never before, God, that deliverance will come. Lord, those that need to be set free will be set free in the name of Jesus. We got to know, God, that we can't keep doing the same thing over and over and over again, expecting a different result. We're going to keep getting the same result. So, God, this year, God, we got to get it right. We got to get it right, God, so we can do what it is that you called us to do, that we can seek and know what our purpose is, God, and which direction to go as we follow you. And so, God, we thank you for the men and the women of God that you set before us. And as they follow Christ, we're following them in the name of Jesus. As you send forth your word, God, we got to hear in the spirit what it is that you're saying in these last days. We got to be of good courage, God. We can't stand in depression. We can't whine and complain through this year. We got to be strong, God, because you give us the strength. You said the joy of the Lord is our strength. So we got to have joy, God. And our strength lies in the joy that lies on the inside. We got to begin to call those things this night as though they already were. Because you said to every man, you gave a measure of faith. And our faith had to begin to grow. But you said faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So if we never hear your word, God, our faith won't grow. But we got to hear your word. We got to study your word, God. We got to learn
what it is on the inside of the Bible. It's our lifeline. It's our life, God. It gives us direction on what to do and what to say. Lord God, that we don't walk around all year hating, all year mad, all year disappointed. But we know in you we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. You said, God, that you will supply all our needs, no matter what the need is, that you will supply it according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. But we got to know that you are the supplier. We got to know, God, that you give us the power to get wealth. It's not our power, but you said in your word, I give you the power to get wealth. And so, God, we have to become grateful. We have to become thankful. And we have to remove the word I. It's not I, but it's you who gives me the strength to be able to do the things that you're calling us to do. You're not going to ask us, God, to do something we can't do. You're not going to ask us, God, to do something we can't do. But you're going to give us the strength to be able to do it. And you telling us, God, not to be dismayed. Because sometimes, God, when we look at the situation, we're dismayed. We're looking at it like, Lord, how I'm going to come out of this? But I know in the name of Jesus Christ, I'm going to come out of this. Because, God, I know that you have my best interest in heart. But I got to have my best interest, Lord. I can't say, God, help me lose this weight and I don't stop eating all the wrong things. Don't work that way. You said faith without works is dead. I got the faith. I ain't put no works to it, Lord. You got to allow me to put the works to it. But I got something I have to do. And you'll do your part, but what's my part? So, Lord, you said that you're always with me. You said you'll never leave me nor forsake me. So I don't have to say, pass me not, O gentle Savior. Because you said you're always with me. You'll never forsake me. So you're not going to pass me, God. But what is my part? So I'm praying, God, on this year that I'll begin more and more to focus on you. What are you saying? What are you calling me to do? Who are you having me to pray for, God? When you're waking me up at 2 and 3 in the morning, to pray. I don't have to say, well, Lord, what's going on with her? What's going on with him? You just want me to pray for them, God. Intercede. Call out their name. Because you know what's going on. But I got to be attentive to your word. I got to hear you, God. I got to hear you. And sometimes, Lord, we go on and on and on, and we don't ever hear you. But I know, God, if we begin to listen with that inner ear, we're going to hear what you're saying. We're going to do what you're telling us to do. We're not going to walk a crooked path. We're going to walk straight. We're not going to look behind us saying, I wonder how I got over. I ain't wondering how I got over. I got over. Because of you. Because of you, God. I don't have to look back. You said forgetting those things that are behind. And so, God, I'm reaching for the mark that's before me. I don't have to keep looking back, but I can look forward to what you're going to do this year, God. What you're going to do this year. Because you sent a commandment. You commanded, Lord, for us to be strong in you because you care about every little thing in our lives. You care about our children. You care about our grandchildren, Lord. You care about our finances. You care about, Lord, our life, our health. But we got to care. And sometimes we you out care us. We don't care. But we got to care, Lord. How we spend our money, we got to care. How we going from place to place, spending, and then we don't have, and then we don't give because we don't have, because we know ours up and yours too. But deliver us this year that we'll begin to put you first. And if we put you first, God, we don't have to worry because you said you'll never leave us, God. You said you're there. Wheresoever we go, you're covering us, God. But we got to go in the right places. We got to be doing the right thing, saying the right thing, God. You called for holiness. You said, holiness or hell. There is no in between. And I don't know, God, where that conversation came from. But now people saying, I'll just wait till I die and I'll choose whether I want to go to heaven or whether I want to go to hell. But, Lord, I know once our mouth is shut in death, there is no more decisions made. We got to make it right here, God. So I'm praying this year, Lord, that people begin to come to you like never before. We know that you're king. We know that there is no other God that answers but you. So, God, I pray, God, on today, that every need be met on this line. I pray, God, that those that have been seeking and waiting on an answer, that you will send an answer in the name of Jesus, because you're the only God that answer according to your word. You said that it shall not come back forward, but accomplish, God, what we sent it to do. We pray, God, that on today, your word would accomplish itself in our lives on today. And whatsoever we're asking, God, that you would hear and do and move. Because we know we serve an awesome God. We know we serve a great God. We know we serve a God that cares about everything in our lives. So I pray, God, for healing. I pray, God, for deliverance. I pray, God, for salvation. Because you said, God, on today, salvation coming to your house. Lord, I pray, God, on today that salvation comes, God. That people begin to serve you like never before. And I thank you, God, that you give us an opportunity to accept you and make you Lord and Savior of our lives. That we'll walk and be in right standing with you, God. So I thank you and I praise you on today. Now I call those things that's not as though they already were. I speak to every mountain that's standing in the way. Be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea. I claim the victory under the blood. I give you the praise. I give you the glory. I give you the honor. And I thank you, God, that on this year you're going to open up a window from heaven. You're going to pour us out a blessing that it won't be room enough to receive. And you're going to rebuke the devils that comes to try to destroy us. But you're going to rebuke the devils for our sake. And I call it done by faith. I'm still it under the blood. I give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. For truly you worthy to be praised. And I thank you for it in Jesus' name. And I turn it back over to the host. God bless you, saints.
Amen, Sister Cynthia. We call it done in the name of Jesus. We thank you for your powerful, passionate prayer this morning, starting us off on our prayer service. We thank you once again for being in your place. What's your part? What's my part? Lord, we thank you, Lord, for her bringing that to the forefront. We all have a part to play in Jesus' name. Amen. Our believer's declaration. As believers, we are discipled through daily ministry. As mature believers, we minister for from our location. Number three, we are a strong people who know God and serve his purpose. Amen. At this time, we're going to move right on to Sister Mildred. Sister Mildred, are you here?
Yes.
Amen. Go ahead and let God use you. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Mildred Lanier, my prayer is Psalm 118:14. The Lord is my strength and song, and it's become my salvation. Father, we love you and we give you praise on this morning. We thank you for a new year, oh God. We thank you for bringing us all in together, Father. Father, we thank you on this morning. We thank you this morning for giving us the strength and surety that you, the word and the surety that you are our strength, oh God. We thank you this morning for knowing when we praise you, when praises go up, Father, you send blessings down, you send miracles down, and you give us victory. We thank you, Father. We thank you for being our salvation. We thank you for being there, Father. We thank you for being there on the cross for us, oh God. We declare your works on this morning, Lord. We declare your works in our life, Father. You are our deliverer. You are our deliverer, even in harm's way and situations, oh God. You are our lifeline, Father. You give us strength. You give us ways to escape situations and circumstances, oh God. You are a way maker, Father. And we continue that you continue to make a way as we move through this year, Father. We thank you, Jesus, when the enemy comes like a flood, even in our lives, God, in our children's lives. You lift up a standard for thy name's sake, oh God. It is your help that brings us through. It is your help that rescues us, oh God. It is your help that gives us the victory in your name and in your power, God. Enemies are destroyed and defeated, and we love you for that, Father. We love you for the victory that you've given us, even in our own lives, oh God. Victory in our health, victory in our mind, in our spirit, and in our soul, and we love you for that on this morning, Father. Father, your right hand is mighty. Your word is mighty, and we lift you up and exalt you on this morning, oh God. Father, your power is true. You are our worship and our praise. And we love you, Father. We love you for all that you're doing in our life. Father, we thank you on this morning. We thank you for this year. We thank you for another day and another hour. And this is the day that you have made, and we will be glad and rejoice in it. Happy are the people who has been chosen by you, God. And we are happy this morning. We are happy in our spirit that you woke us up on this morning. Continue to purify our hearts and our spirit, oh God. Help us, oh God, help us. Through you all things are possible. Let your power and your strength be with us and rest on us. Let your calm rest on us this year. We need you, God. We need your Holy Spirit. We need your spirit in us and to dwell in us as we move further into this year. Father, you are our shield. You are our shield unto us, God. You are our shield that we put our trust in you and that we continue to put our trust in you as we move forward into this new year. Let us put our trust in you as we make decisions for our lives. Let us put our trust in you as we follow you and as you lead us and as we are led by your spirit. Let us lift up our eyes unto the hills from which cometh our help as we move into this year, Father. Continue to stir our hearts and make our spirits willing, willing to serve you, willing to worship you, willing to praise you, willing to pray. Let us be willing to be obedient, oh God. We love you this morning and we praise you as we cast our cares upon you. Let your spirit rest on us and give us calm in our spirit, Father. We give you all the glory on this morning. Give us the strength, God, to be strong and of good courage. We walk by faith and not by sight. Give us faith to move into this year, knowing that you are our God and that we put our trust in you. You are the good shepherd, and we shall not want. We love you, Father. Father, you are the creator of all things. You are the creator of life, death, and breath. You are the creator of heaven and earth. And we love you on this morning, and we praise you for that. We praise you for your graciousness and your righteousness on this morning. Father, as we stand up rightly before you, increase us, increase our faith, bring increase to our children, oh God, as you cover them as they move into this year. We delight ourselves in you, oh Lord. We delight ourselves in you even on this morning. Our hearts are open to your will. Even on this morning, our hearts are open to your ways. Father, you are above all excellence, and we praise you on this morning. We worship you. You are worthy of all praise this morning, Father, and we thank you for your strength. We thank you for the ability to come over our sins, oh God, that you've given us the strength and the ability to overcome our sins, and we thank you for that, Father. Help us to rely on your wisdom as we move forward into this year. Help us to rely on your wisdom and lean not to our own understanding. Help us to be strong in you and of good courage, Father. Father, we thank you for searching our hearts and testing our minds. You discern our thoughts. You discern the intentions of our hearts, and we thank you for that, Father. It is you, Father, that weighs our hearts, Father. We thank you for knowing us better than we know ourselves. We thank you for looking on our hearts. Father, let us draw near unto you this year. Cleanse our hands, cleanse our hearts, purify our soul and our spirit, purify our hearts, God, as we move forward into this year. Father, you are our strength, our rock, and our fortress, and our deliverer. And we pray this morning that you continue to strengthen us, continue to be our rock and our fortress, continue to pour in us your word and your will for our life, continue to lift us up, Father, continue, Father, to give, allow us to praise you as you strengthen us on this year to move by your faith. You are our strength and our shield, and we put all our trust in you, even on this morning, oh God. How we love you, Jesus. Father, we belong to you. We love you. We serve you, oh God. We long for your presence on this morning, oh God. We need your grace. We need your mercy. We need your new mercies that are renewed to us every morning that keeps us, that keeps our mind, your mercy that holds us, your mercy that ministers to us, your word, oh God. We need that, Father. We need that more even moving into the year of 2025. Let your word lie on our hearts. Let your word lie in our spirits. We need your comfort and your peace. We need your understanding. We need your wisdom as we move forward into this year, that you guide us, direct us. Let your word even guide and direct us, oh God. Let us hear a word from you, Father, that strengthen us. Let us get a worship in our spirit. Give us a song. Give us a song, God, as you've given us strength in a song. Give us a song in our spirit that we can just minister to our mind as we go forth into this year, oh God. We need you, Father. We need faith, oh God. Continue to strengthen our faith. Hear us, oh Lord, on this morning. Father, give us a word that nothing can separate us from you, from your love and from you, God. We thank you on this morning that you'll never leave us or forsake us, not even in a time of trouble, not even in a time of fear or uncertainty. You're always there in the midst, God, and we love you for that. We give you praise for that. We lift you up for that. We thank you on this morning. Let our spirits dwell within you as you move forward into this year, Father. We honor you and we praise you. We thank you for choosing us, oh God, as we lay our life down before you. We thank you this morning. Nothing can separate us from you, and we thank you for knowing you are our help. You are our strength. You rescue us, Father. You give us a word. You protect us. You keep us out of harm's way, Father. We thank you for that, that when you send your angels to just be there to guard us, to guard our hearts and guard our children. We thank you for that, Father. We thank you for that. We thank you for another year. We thank you for what you're going to do in our life, and we lift you up in spirit and in truth on this morning. We give you praise, honor, and glory. We lift up your holy name. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord. Holy is the Lord. You are the high priest, oh God. You are the almighty God, the Holy One of Israel. And we love you. You are the Prince of Peace in our life. You are peace in our life. And we thank you for the peace. And those that need peace, give them peace as they move forward into this year. Let your peace rest upon them. Let your praise and your worship rest upon them as they move forward into this year, oh God. We thank you for being the high God, our Savior. We thank you for being the true vine in our life. We thank you for being just the healer, the everlasting Father, the everlasting God, the Master, the Messiah. We thank you for being the only begotten one. We love you this morning, Father. You are our high priest. We love you, we praise you, and we lift you up. As we move forward into this year, oh God, let us be minister unto one another and to others, oh God, your word, your light, and your truth. You are the living God. You are the living waters. And pour into us as we move forward into this year. Pour your word and your praise and your worship. Let your light shine and let your light be with us, oh God. We love you, we praise you. We lift you up on this morning. We thank you. We thank you in advance for where we're going in our path this year. We thank you in advance for speaking to us as we go on our journey this year. We thank you in advance for being in the midst as we move forward into this year. We thank you in advance for just being there for our children and covering them in your blood as they move forward into this year. We thank you, Father, for your great works and your mighty works. We thank you, Father. We thank you on this morning, and we lift you up. We give you all the praise, honor, and glory. We humble ourselves even before you as we move forward into this year. Let us get a word from heaven this year. Let us hear from heaven, oh God, and help us to just continue to forgive others as we move forward into this year. Give us a forgiving heart, a heart that you have, Father, so that we can forgive others and receive from you. Let our hearts be pure this year. Let our hearts be pure, pouring the oil and the wine as you anoint our souls this year to move forward, oh God. Anoint our words as we move forward. Anoint our minds and our spirit, oh God. Let your holy word pour into us, oh God. We love you. Protect our family and our children, oh God, as we move forward into this year. We love you and we give you all the praise and honor. We bless you on this morning. We bless your name. We bless your word and we bless your ways. You are holy, you are mighty, and you are everlasting. And we give you honor as always. We honor you as always, Father. We honor your word. We honor your doings, and we honor your ways. Continue to speak into our lives as you move us forward into your will. Continue to speak into our lives, Father, as you move us forward into your will. Let your hand be upon our lives. The Lord is my strength and song, and has become my salvation. We love you, Father, and we thank you for your word on this morning. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Wow, 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 wow. Thank you, Sister Mildred. You let God use you in a mighty way this morning. You said everything that was on my heart this morning in your prayer, and I thank you. I thank you for being a vessel of the Lord. God will help us. He'll never leave us. He'll never forsake us. God is holy. He is the living water. I like that. God is the living water. Thank you, Jesus. We're getting to the halfway part of our prayer service. Some of you may have to leave this morning. We're asking those that can and will sow a seed this morning. And you can do that at Bishop Clark, $Bishop Clark, Eric Clark. That's the Cash App. That's $Bishop Eric Clark. Or you can text the word GIVE, G-I-V-E, to 216-446-1209. That's text the GIVE, 216-446-1209. You can also go to our ekcministry.org, and you can give your offering there. Also, you can upload your 1 minute GPS, and you can put your prayer request in at ekcministry.org. All right, we're going on to our next prayer lead, and that will be our own Pastor T. Buckner. Go ahead, sir, if you're ready.
Grace and peace be unto you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. We're grateful to be here in the land of the living, grateful for 2024 and anticipating that God will do greater things even in 2025. God is so good. As I was sitting here reading my scripture for the day, it's Isaiah 40 and 31. Am I waiting on the Lord? I was a news flash came across my phone about three kids trying to rob a man. One of them is young, 12 years old. He shot me. I don't know if they died, but I got to read some more about it. But he shot him, and I was just thinking about it. Children, or our grandchildren. What kind of phone call would that be? You getting a call that your baby was involved in a robbery and got shot. That's so tragic. And I know the enemy comes to kill, steal, and destroy us, but we have to keep on praying and keep praying that God's hand of protection be upon them, and that we will speak the word into their life when we get with them. We can't be with them all the time, but when we can be with them, just speak the Lord's blessing upon them and ask God to keep them covered. So much stuff going on in the world. We're praying for that attack in New Orleans on New Year's Eve. See, they said 15 people were killed in that. You know, pray for them and their families. And in the name of Jesus, there's just so much going on in the world today. We're praying that God would heal all those that are on our prayer list, that God would heal them and restore them. And my God, of course, Sage Fisher, Brother Bernard, Mercedes, Cynthia, we're praying for her and her family, Minister Andre and his family, Karima Ward, with the loss of her son, and Mike Gronick, that had loss of his mom, and Sister Rachel, and Alicia, Pat, and Sheila, and John. I know you've heard some of these before on the list, and I just pray their names. I don't know all the situation that's going on, but I know that God does know, and that God is concerned. He cast all cares upon him, because we know that he cares for us in the mighty name of Jesus. Of course, all our seniors, all the prayer warriors, all the members of the Body of Christ Assembly, we pray for them. We call forth their name today. And all the co-laborers, those that don't even really belong to this body, but they belong to the body. they pray with us, and they co-laborers together with us. And we pray for them, and we thank God for them, and we pray for God's blessing to be upon them as well as their family. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Isaiah 40 and 31, it says, But they that wait upon the Lord, he shall renew their strength, and they shall mount up with wings like eagles, and they shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. And I, like he said, though that wait, that sometimes we have to be patient. We got to wait on the Lord. We got to be, another scripture said, we got to be still and know that God is God. We just got to be still and trust God. And another version might say, we just got to hope in him, have a hope and trust in God. God's going to do what he said he's going to do, saints. He's not slight concerning his promises. He's going to be there for you. He's going to hold you. He's going to protect you. He's going to lead, and let him lead, and let him do the guiding in the mighty name of Jesus. Let's pray. Father, we thank you. We thank you for all that you've done in 24. We thank you for all that's getting ready to happen in 25. Sometimes, Lord, we just need to just be still and wait on you and just hear your voice, so we can know which direction to take. Lord, we just need to just be still and just wait on you. We know that, God, that you would not leave us, nor would you forsake us. We know that you're always there and you're always near. And we thank you, Lord. We thank you for what you did. We thank you for what you did in the past. We thank you for past victories right now in the mighty name of Jesus. And we know that we're going to need new victories this coming season. We have new storms that we'll face, and new trials and new tribulations. But Lord, we know that you're there. We know that you're going to answer, and we know that you're going to guide and protect. We know that, God, great is your mercy and great is your faithfulness. Great is your faithfulness, Lord. We thank you, Lord, in advance for what's about to happen in our life. We pray across the land, across the land, our children, Lord, will not be committing any robberies and not any carjackings and stealing cars. We pray against that. We pray for against these street gangs, these Kia boys. We pray that they would not they stop all that stealing the cars and jacking people. We pray against that spirit right now. We speak peace right now, Lord. Lord, I speak peace right now, Lord. All those that are driving in the streets, day and night, be protected. I had your protection around them right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Speak against all gun violence today in the name of Jesus, asking that God, that you would be there. We thank you, Lord. We thank you that, Lord, we will mount up as wings as eagles, because we know that an eagle, even in storms, Lord, we know the eagle wings will take them up even higher. They begin to go higher. The higher the storm, higher the eagle will soar. And we thank you, Lord. We thank you for the wings as an eagle. We thank you right now. We thank you for your strength that you're giving us right now, Lord. Strength. All those who are under the weather, those who are a little weary right now, we pray strength be upon them and their bodies right now in the name of Jesus. We speak hope into the situation, to your situation right now. I want to let you know underneath the sound of my voice that all the prayer warriors are praying for one another, encouraging one another, letting everybody know it's going to be all right. Let everybody know that we have already won the victory. We're just standing on the victory of the Lord Jesus. We know it in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for all your mercy. We thank you for all your kindness. We thank you for your patience. We thank you for your goodness. We thank you for your gentleness in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you that goodness and mercy follow us all the days of our life. We thank you, Lord, that even though we go through the valley, Lord, we will not be in fear. Oh, hallelujah. We cast away all fear right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Mighty name of Jesus. We pray for the one who is struggling right now in the name of Jesus, struggling with drugs, struggling with addiction, struggling with alcohol, struggling with pornography, whatever this one is struggling with, we pray for them. We stand in the gap for them right now. If we call those things that be not as though they were, we speak healing right now. We speak victory right now. We speak it in the name of Jesus. We know God is still there. We know that God still answers. We know that God still hears. We know that God is still concerned. And we thank you, and we thank you in the name of Jesus. Oh, we thank you for the precious blood of the Lamb, the precious blood. We ask for the blood to be sprinkled upon the doorpost, upon the workplace, upon the school building. Right now, every school, blood will be shed on the doors right now in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray for safety. We pray that God will keep them. Oh, keep them close and keep them near. We know God can do it in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you in advance for what you're doing and what you're going to do in the name of Jesus. We still believe that victory is won in Jesus. Victory is won in Jesus. And we thank you, Lord. We thank you. I have so many people on my list, all my friends I pray for, all those who text me last night and the night before. I just pray for you. I can't even, it's too many names. But Lord, I thank you, Lord, that those who are praying for me and praying for my family, my church family, I thank you for them right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Give them their heart's desire today, Lord. Their heart's desire in the mighty name of Jesus. Be with them all the days of their life in Jesus' name. Oh, God, I ask that you speak to my heart today, Lord. Speak to my heart. Speak to our hearts. Our hearts. Speak to us, Lord. Give us the direction that you would want us to go in, Lord. Speak to us. Sometimes we just need to hear directly from you, Lord. And our prayer now is to just speak to us, Lord. Speak to us. Your gentle voice. Tell us which way to go. Tell us what to do. We need you, Lord. We need you more than we ever did in our life. My God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I am full of faith this morning that you will give us clear direction on which way to go, on what to take, on what to do next. In the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you. We thank you that we're coming upon a season of fasting. turning our plate over so that you can speak to us, so we can hear your voice. We can be still and wait on the Lord. Be patient. Just wait for you, God. Wait for you to speak. Wait for you to give direction. We thank you, Father. We thank you, Father. We thank that we're holding your hand, even going through storms right now, that we're holding your hand, but we're soaring above the storm because we're holding the hand of Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, we thank you. We thank you, Lord, that we have you to go to. We have you to talk to on a daily basis. We have you to give direction from. Hallelujah. Thank you for all our spiritual leaders. Thank you for Pastor Lenore. Thank you for Bishop Clark. Thank you for the daily bread. Thank you that the bread strengthens us, strengthens our faith, increases our faith on a daily basis. And we're very honored. We're very privileged people to be able to receive bread on a daily basis. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you, Lord. We thank you that you are our Lord, and you are our salvation, and you are our light. We should not be afraid of anything. Oh, my God. My God, we thank you. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for salvation today in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you for salvation today, Lord. We thank you. We might not be what we're destined to be yet, but we're sure not what we used to be. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We've come a long way, God, and yet still have a long way to go. But, Lord, we pray that we will stay in the flock. We pray that we will stay connected. We pray that we will stay unified. Oh, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you for all your many blessings. Thank you for your hand. I feel your hand upon us this morning, Lord. I feel it. Something's great. The mighty is going to happen. Miracles are going to happen this week in the mighty name of Jesus. I receive it. I receive it. I speak blessings upon the people. I speak blessings upon them and their family members. Their children's children will be blessed in the name of Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you. In Jesus' mighty name, I say amen and amen. Thank you, people of God, for your time. Keep on praying and encouraging one another. We're going to wait on the Lord. We're going to be still and wait on the Lord. We're going to know God is good. Everything that he's promised you is going to come to pass. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Amen.
Amen, Pastor Buckner. We thank you for interceding in behalf of us, your sheep. We thank you, Lord, for your prayer. God still cares. God still hears. The blood still works. We can hear directly from the Lord this morning. We thank him. And we also thank him for a season of fasting. Yes, it's coming up. Get ready. Get ready for the fast. I'm looking forward to it. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Sister Cynthia, whose scripture came from Joshua chapter 1, verse 9. Sister Mildred, Psalms 118, verse 14. Pastor Buckner, Isaiah 40, verse 31. And I am your last prayer lead. But before I get started in the prayer, if anyone is interested in leading prayer or hosting the prayer line, you can call Pastor Lenore at 216-475-6327. Leave a message and she will or someone will get back with you. That's 216-475-6327. Leave your message and someone will get back with you. We want you to stay connected to our ministry. And you can do that by texting the word MAXIMIZE to 2, maximize to 55444. You only have to do that once. You just text the word maximize, put in 55444 only once. And you will be connected to all that's going on with this great ministry and prayer line. And you'll get updated on the fast that we're about to go on starting on the 6th in the name of Jesus, going all the way through until the 19th in the name of Jesus. I'm looking for a mighty move of the Lord. I'm looking for me and you to get closer to Jesus, to sanctify ourselves, to consecrate ourselves so that he can have his perfect way. In the name of Jesus, amen. All right, my scripture will be coming from Psalms 31, verse 24. And it reads, "Be strong and take heart, all you who in the Lord." Be strong and take heart, all you who in the Lord, who are in the Lord. Thank you. I've stated this before, but I think it deserves to be repeated. The right approach in reading or looking at the Psalms is that it gives you the reaction of the human soul unto God under life experiences. It gives you the reaction of our human soul to God under life experiences. Psalm 31 is dealing with believers' struggles against their enemies. Here we see David finds his refuge from external foes in God alone. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Our hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' love and righteousness. That just came to my mind at this time. Thank you, Jesus. Let us pray. Lord, it was your love that lifted us. When nothing else could help, it was your love that lifted us. Thank you, Jesus, for your love, Lord, this morning. We thank you, Lord, for your sacrifice this morning. We thank you, Lord, for your gift of eternal life this morning. We bless your holy name this morning, Lord. We worship you this morning. Thank you, Lord, for helping us to walk by faith and not by sight. Transform us from the inside out. Give us the mind to solve difficult problems. We are praying that we do not compromise with the enemy. We thank you for delivering us from the hands of our enemies. Lord, I thank you, Jesus. I remember, Lord, when you brought me out, Lord. I thank you, Lord. I remember, Lord, when you saved me from death, Lord Jesus. And I thank you, Lord, for being there for us, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for shielding us, Lord, from keeping us from any harm and any danger, Lord. You delivered me, Lord. You brought me out of that difficult situation, Lord, and I'll never forget it, Lord Jesus. When those foes was trying to take my life, Lord, you stepped in, Jesus, your grace and your mercy, Lord. And I thank you, Lord. Help us, Lord, to understand the will, your will for our lives, Lord. Help us to understand it today, Lord. Lord, you are our rock of our refuge. Thank you for being our rock today, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for giving us refuge in you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for being a strong fortress. You've saved us from all our enemies, Lord. And we thank you this morning, Jesus. Thank you in the mighty name of Jesus, hallelujah, for saving us from all of our enemies, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for being that strong fortress, hallelujah. We will be glad and rejoice in your love. Help us to be courageous and not fear. Help us not to go by what it looks like. In the name of Jesus, we're not going to go by what it looks like, Lord. Help us to believe in you, Lord, no matter what the situation is. We are going to trust in you, Lord. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for not handing us over to the hand of our enemies. Lord, we thank you for your divine intervention. Lord, we thank you for giving us strength in our legs and in our feet. You have enlarged our territory. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord. Lord, we thank you, Lord. You have picked up the pieces of our lives, Lord. You've helped us, Lord. Put it all back together again, Lord. You are the potter, Lord. We are the clay, Lord. And we thank you, Lord. We will be strong. Our hope is in you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Now, Lord, bless your people this morning. Bless our bishop. Help him with our ministry. Allow him and Pastor Lenore to get the much needed rest. Refresh, revive, replenish them. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Bless all our hosts. Bless all our prayer leads. Bless all those that are on this prayer line this morning. Have your perfect way in their lives. In the name of Jesus. Lord, we love you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for what you're doing in our lives, Lord. We claim the victory this morning, Lord. No matter what it looks like, Lord Jesus, we claim the victory, Lord. We stand on your promises, Lord. We stand on your love this morning, Lord. We stand on your mercy and your grace and your forgiveness, Lord. We will trust in your promises. We will pass on our legacy to our children, Lord. We will keep the faith, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. We will praise your name no matter what it looks like. No matter how many enemies is around us, Lord. We know you've got our backs, Jesus. And we thank you today, Lord. We thank you for your word, Lord Jesus, that comes forth on a daily basis, Lord, to give us strength, Lord, to face today, to face tomorrow, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for the plan that you set in motion in our lives, Lord. You order our steps today, Lord. You give light to our path, Jesus. And we thank you, Lord. Our hope is in you, Lord. Our lives are in you, Jesus. Our love is in you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Have your way today, Lord Jesus. Help us to do your will, Lord. Help us to fast, Lord. Help us to keep our fast, Lord Jesus. Help us to go all the way through with it this time, Lord. Don't let us fall short, Lord Jesus, on our commitments, Lord. Lord, fill your house, Lord. Bless our baskets and our store, Lord. For your kingdom, Lord. For the advancement of your kingdom, Jesus. Give us what we need, Lord Jesus. Help us to give in our poverty, Lord Jesus. Help us to give ourselves to you first, Jesus. And then everything else will fall in line. Lord, this is my prayer, Lord Jesus. Bless your people, Lord. Heal those that are sick, Lord. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen and amen. God bless everyone. Bishop Clark will be coming on in about 3 minutes. I'm going to unmute the line. Let us praise the Lord together. Thank you, Jesus.
Jesus.
Thank you for the prayer, Minister.
Hallelujah, Lord. We love you, Jesus. We praise your name this morning, Lord.
We thank you, Lord God.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
And then another one.
Bless your holy name, Lord God, for this prayer, Lord.
Thank you for the new
each and every one of us.
Thank you for the prayer, Minister.
Strengthen us, encourage us,
Lord. Yes,
moving forward in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord.
Keep holding
Thank you.
All right, y'all. Bishop Clark will be coming on shortly. We'll ask you that can to tune in at 9 o'clock for the Daily Bread. God bless everyone. Have a blessed day.
Amen. You have a blessed day, too.